Think of this famous passage in Stravinsky's Petrushka. You all know that. Now, recalling our last lecture, just think of all that melodic material on top as a series of nouns. That's one, here's another. Here's another. Another noun. So on. Now think of the harmonic support underneath as a verbal adjective. You remember those correlations we made? Never changing. And what have we got? A zeugma, with the same unchanging adjective, modifying all those different nouns. But back in Harvard Yard, my blonde inquisitor was getting impatient. Zugma schmugma, she said. Get to the point. What has all this got to do with poetry? Patience, I said. I'm just coming to the point. The big leap. By reapplying the transformational rule of deletion to that sentence, or prose surface structure, as it's called, the whole town was populated by old men and women, we can turn an already ambiguous sentence into an even more ambiguous one, a super surface structure. The whole town was old men and women. The whole town was old men and women. And that, for better or worse, is a line of poetry. The whole town was old men and women. A poetic statement. In fact, old men and women is all by itself a poetic phrase, resulting from the previous deletion of one old from the prosy phrase old men and old women. And now we've also deleted populated by, making it even more poetic because more ambiguous. It's now supercharged with meanings and therefore poetry. Maybe, said my pretty inquisitor, maybe it's poetry, but can you prove it? No, I can't. I can't prove anything. I could possibly explain it, again by borrowing methodology from linguistics.